producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patents?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I want to say old McDonald had a farm. I'm growing because of my guest this hour. Liam Sheff's coming up in just a moment. And Super Don's here. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing on levels too extraordinary to even kind of put into any kind of, I don't even know how to define it. But I will tell you that the Zika virus, the announcements and pronouncements that it causes problems and microcephaly, and now they're saying it causes Guillain-Barré. Man, oh man, oh man. You should be glad you're listening to this show, because you won't fall prey to the scams of the pharmaceutical industrial complex or the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, as we borrowed from our good friend John Rappaport when he came up with the term the church of biological mysticism. But we've got a whole hour here. We're going to start it with Liam Sheff, because he's been looking into these scam tests, because the FDA just approved a new test to determine whether you have Zika antibodies. Who is this Eliza lady, and why do we even care? Liam Sheff.
That was a cold, warm opening.
I'm sorry. You know what? Yeah. You know what I'd rather talk about for the moment, Liam, before we get into all that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to take my daughter's elementary school class to the local organic farm. And they're going to learn all the stuff they got to do to start planting and taking care of the soil organically. And this guy is running a class. I'm going to learn how to grow my own yerba mate this weekend. Very excited about that.
Okay. I'm a little lost in your radio way of going ahead here. So we're not talking about the... What are we talking about? Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. This is on. You missed all the stream of consciousness. It's been a while since I've had you on live.
Cheese wheels and...
No, you missed the discussion about the unibrows last hour.
I keep my tweezers handy.
They want to do gene splicing to get rid of those things now.
No, just tweeze.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Liam. You know how you get me in the radio ready mode, and I'm just like, look out, everybody out of the way. Robert's, and that's how I brought you into the fold.
He's just all flustered because you're here, you know.
Yeah, I have that effect on girls in their 50s. Hey, just kidding. Kidding. I kid because I love. Yes. Okay, come on, let's talk Zika.
All right, let's talk Zika. Thanks for bearing with me. We're at the Zika virus now. Now, we've been picking this apart for ever since this came out weeks ago. But I wanted you on tonight, and I'm glad you're able to come in, because today the FDA says, we've approved in a rush job a new antibody test for Zika. And I'm like, oh, man, more distraction while they say it causes everything and negate what really causes these neurological problems. But
Tease him. Let's see how good the test is.
Yeah.
How good is the test?
How good is the ELISA test?
How good is the Zika test? Does it have they come out and even indicated that maybe it's pretty good except sometimes? Because that's usually what they do. It's really good except sometimes.
Yes, they did acknowledge this. They said that the results of the Zika MAC ELISA test require careful interpretation. A positive test result indicates that a person was likely infected recently with the Zika virus. However, the test can give us a false positive.
Excuse me? What?
So this then how do they determine it?
Well, there you go. Is it going to be like in the era of AIDS and HIV tests that are not tests for HIV? It's like, well, we're not sure. Well, you're a single white lady from the upper middle class housewife. Oh, it's definitely not positive in your case. You're black from the inner city and a little poor. Well, it's definitely positive in your case. I mean, how will they do this with Zika? Are you from Brazil? Oh, then it's definitely positive. Are you from Georgia? Well, maybe not.
Well, Georgia might be. Yeah, I mean, it's where they need it to be. But maybe the audience thinks you're kidding, you know?
You think
maybe they don't understand. I mean, you're not actually kidding. No, I'm not.
I'm deadly serious about how ridiculous these tests are. That's why I wanted you on to relate this.
Okay. All right. So how do antibody tests work? First question. So you take a sample of blood, and then you have to spin it to get out. There's a lot of stuff in blood, and they're going to want some of it, but not all of it, because if you have all of it, you'll just click whatever protein you're running up against. So then they decide that they have this antigen, this protein, and they're going to align it with something in your blood. Hopefully, that's what they're going for. They're saying, can we get your blood to flick this little protein sample? But where's the protein sample from? You'd think it was from some organism that was causing all kinds of problems. Well, not really. It's recombinant. You know, maybe they take a batch of something from somewhere and they spin it and they decide that they have something that's pretty close to this atomic weight. By the way, there are no scales. Like, there are no, you know, the little scales of justice. There are no, there's no little tiny lady justice measuring something in the Daltons and Pico Daltons. There's nothing measuring nearly atomic weights. You know, you don't have a scale at Sam the Butcher Shop
there's
measuring
no
atomic weight.
Standard of measure, which is problematic.
It's problematic, to use a scientific word. Problematic. Send more cash. Further studies are needed to determine the efficacy of this Zika test. In the meantime, they'll put it out, and then they'll say that it has to be correlated, and cross-checked with a differential diagnosis with people who are exhibiting symptoms of Zika. Then the symptoms of Zika will be runny nose, fever, diarrhea, itching, coughing. Did I say fever? Need to go shopping, an addiction to television. Anything that they decide is par for the course, and it's anything. Now, we know that a company was putting out an insecticide, a very strong insecticide that's, I think, more positively linked to the birth defects that were happening, right? So that's admitted. That's known. Meanwhile, they're going to test for this because industry is never wrong. Industry is never to blame. That's the Western way. Industry cannot be at fault because industry saves us, of course. So anything that we can mill out of petrochemicals cannot be at fault. We just need more petrochemicals. That's their motto, and they're very serious about it. And if you ask them questions, you're a denier of science. Well, I realized, you know, Robert, being called the denier of science so long, but actually reading all of their publications and being much, much more honest about what they're writing than they are, I realized I'm not a denier of science. You know what I am?
I know, but do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
I'm a denier of their science.
Mm-hmm.
Just theirs. Whatever they think that they have there, yes, I don't deny that they're idiots or that they're sniffing glue or that they're getting paid to lie or that they have goggles on that only let them see what they want to see, you know, essentially beer goggles for scientists, eye goggles, you know, money goggles. But I deny their science is any good, and you can figure that out by simply reading. Now, go to HIV testing. I gave myself a walk down memory lane. That's not memory lane. That's a different thing. I walked down memory lane. That's for breastfeeding mothers only. I walked down memory lane today, and I went to all the HIV tests, and I decided to see what was new because I stopped looking at HIV package inserts in about 2009 because, you know, House of Numbers came out, and I thought, well, that's that. I don't need to care about this anymore. They kill all these people, and nobody cares, and everybody goes along with it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to wring my hands for the rest of my life. I said, okay, good luck. I put it out there. You can find all my stuff. It's out there on the web.
You revisited it recently?
Yeah, today.
Okay.
And I pulled up the more recent fake HIV test. And you know what they say at the end? You know what they say?
No.
Well, you do because I sent them to you. But you know, okay. You know what it says? It says, if you're positive on this test, you should take another test and maybe check with somebody else and just stay in the system. You'll need a differential diagnosis workup. this test doesn't diagnose AIDS, but if it's positive, it's not. You could be. But if you're negative, you might also be positive.
Wow. The actual language, one of the things you sent me, it is recommended that repeatedly reactive specimens be investigated by supplemental testing. That's a fancy way of saying keep getting tested.
Because of possible non-specific reactions due to causes other than the thing that we say we're testing for.
Wow. So it hasn't changed. They've doubled and tripled down on what they've been doing forever.
Particularly when testing low prevalence populations. In other words, this isn't a test for anything but your racist, you know, goggles. If you're Brazilian, then you have Zika if you have a cold, even if you've been sprayed with, can't remember the name of the chemical. But
the larvicide. Yeah.
The larvicide, yeah.
Drink it down.
Right. So that's the kind of thing that, no, you're not sick. Remember, industry is your friend. Better living through chemistry. Ask Fukushima, ask Hiroshima, ask Nagasaki. Ask the leak that's going on in Indian Point, New York. No, nobody has to worry about radiation. It's perfectly safe. So what if there are millions and millions and millions and millions of atoms of radioisotopes in the water in and around New York? You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than being killed by radiation, says the scientific establishment.
Right, and I want to remind folks on the ELISA test and all these tests that in the history of immunology, it used to be an antibody meant you had basically encountered something and you had overcome it. You're still alive, you're good. In the era of HIV, suddenly it meant you were going to die, a horrible death. And in the era of Zika, they can't even make up their minds because they acknowledge that there is no established link between Zika and microcephaly. So now they're saying, well, the link might be to Guillain-Barré, which, by the way, is caused by pesticides, vaccinations. Can we go on and on from here?
Wait. I thought the Guillain-Barré virus caused mono. No. I thought it caused West Nile. No. Who cares? It's never pesticides. Don't you know? It's never chemicals. It's never the methane leak. It's never the benzene in the gasoline. It's never the lead in the gasoline. It's never the lead in the paint. It's never the DDT being sprayed on your kids. It's never the glyphosate going into their cereal and oatmeal. It's never the glyphosate in the corn and the genetically modified stuff that everybody in the Hispanic population, where I am now in Los Angeles, just eats because nobody tells them that your tortillas have been destroyed. Nobody just says you're all going to get very sick now because you're eating your ethnic, your native diet, which has been yours for millennia, but now Monsanto has pooped all over it.
Yes, indeed he do. Well, we got another segment with Liam. We'll talk more about some of these testing fallacies and help you see through and navigate the junk science that's coming from the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media as well. LiamShef.com, working on official stories too. Maybe get an update on that real quick as well. All right, lots more healing to go on all levels on Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. You can also go to liamshef.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771. For a free consultation, that's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Official stories exist in a lot of different places, including the cosmos. We have Liam Sheff here. He's working on the sequel to Official Stories. And in fact, it relates to, I don't know, maybe you should introduce that concept, because I brought up John Rappaport's terminology because we barred it and massaged it in different directions because he's so right about these things. I mentioned the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, but you're working on something else in the cosmos.
Well, John, you know, John coined the term Church of Biological Mysticism. I just call him X-Wing, rhymes with X-Wing. X-Wing Liars sort of rhymes with that. I call them, you know, psychopathic murdering, fake medicine, fake doctors, all that kind of stuff. But John's is a little bit poetic. Now, in Official Stories, I talked about the plasma physics, electric universe. I kind of thought that that would be a gimme. Like, okay, people will go, yeah, of course it makes sense that the strongest force that we can exhibit across areas, the electromagnetic force, is a much better explanation for how galaxies form, how stars work, all this kind of stuff. We see the plasma, we see the lightning everywhere in space. No, not really. NASA's just on a garbage run, and they're collecting billions of dollars, quite literally billions of dollars. The Hadron, the CERN colliders, I think up to 14 or 15 billion, they want to double that to do something else. And now there's this thing called LIGO, which is meant to test another part of the wrong fake Einsteinian BS, curved space. There is no gravity. There's only curved space. Mm-hmm. You know, time bends when you take a fast trip somewhere. All this science fiction, Star Trek nonsense. And I realized that John's term was equally applicable to astronomy. So I'm going to be talking about the Church of Astronomical Mysticism more and more, which, frankly, inhabits old myths of creation stories and end time stories and bundles them in some new fabric like Big Bang and Big Crunch and tells us how things work that doesn't make any sense, that don't make any sense. So because their model doesn't have enough energy in it, because gravity is very weak, they have to pour in energy. So they pour in black holes, dark matter, and dark energy, all of which are not real. They're all very limited mathematical constructions that violate their math as soon as they, you know, jump onto the page, are not visible in any way. What you see when they say you're looking at black holes is, ironically, the brightest stuff, which is plasma. You're looking at star clusters, Z pinches, which are an aspect of electromagnetism, something that happens and can be reproduced in a lab. So NASA, or not NASA, but the associated fake astronomers from the Church of Astronomical Mysticism just put together a $500 million nonsense project in the Louisiana swamps that's matched in a couple other places to try to detect gravity waves. Because, no, there are no gravity waves. Gravity is an intrinsic property of matter. It's probably a subdivision of electromagnetic forces. You can ask Walt Thornhill about it to explain his idea about it more, and it makes a lot more sense. In the Einsteinian universe, you really have nothing, and you have matter without mass, and so you have to have this particle to give it mass, and that's theoretical or hypothetical, and then in order to make the gravity work, you have to have waves, and you have magnetism in space, but they just ignore the electricity. They're shooting in the dark in so many directions that they have to put out, you know, multi-million-dollar, $100 million propaganda movies like The Martian with Matt Dumkoff, Damon,
yes,
who apparently doesn't know the difference between science and science fiction, in which he plays a potato farmer on Mars who launches himself into space and somehow lives for a couple of years on Mars.
But he was playing the role Tom Hanks played in Castaway.
Yeah, except on Mars.
Yeah.
And it's utter nonsense. You know, instead of actually exploring what's interesting about Mars, you know, why something without any real atmosphere could have such torrential, dramatic weather, well, that's electromagnetism in total effect. Mm-hmm. They ignore that, and they just make these fake movies. So I want to be talking more about the cult, really, the Church of Astronomical Mysticism, because it is a huge, huge money grab. And these people in Louisiana who have to contend with wasps' nests and train
gators.
Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And noise have decided that they heard two black holes which don't exist bumping in together.
That was one of the weirdest pronouncements I ever heard. I was like, hello, if you hear two black holes or one black hole clapping its hand, did it really happen? Liam Sheff will be back. We'll talk more about the Church of Astronomical Mysticism on another show. But Liam, I appreciate you dismantling the antibody test as well for Zika, another layer of that psychological operation to make you fear nature, basically, and embrace toxic chemistry from the likes of Monsanto and DuPont. Liam, my friend, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, back with some answers to your questions of the day coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome Health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just a real quick jaunt into political healing for a moment. I just saw something cross my radar screen. Former Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul tweeted on Tuesday that he would unsuspend his campaign if the New Hampshire Union leader endorses him and declares a do-over. I don't know how serious that is. That's a very funny tweet. But the paper is basically doing a mea culpa, and it says it screwed up by endorsing Chris Christie. So I think that's why Rand said, okay, if you endorse me, I'll unsuspend my campaign.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if that's serious, but it's funny.
Now Chris Christie has endorsed Trump.
That's right. He said he would never do it. There you go. That's politics. Happy. It's like the Church of Astronomical Mysticism. It's politics. Church of Political Mysticism as well.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So yesterday we covered David Steffen's ordeal a little bit, reviewed that. We've had him on the program, his family in Canada, the tragic loss of their youngest child, and then the Canadian government going after him for not providing the necessities of life, which is just a completely bogus charge to try and backdoor
mandates that constitutionally are not allowed in Canada for vaccines. And he sent me a message last night. I think it was a kind of a, I don't know, it was unintended. That same day we were doing that, I was trying to reach out to him to be on the show, but they were in court for the first time all day. And that day they found out that their GoFundMe page, which had been doing fine to help them support them in their defense, suddenly just said, you're done. We're not doing GoFundMe with you guys anymore. So there's a lot of suspicious things trying to curtail their ability to defend themselves in the Canadian court, and this is not unusual when you go up against big bad government. They find ways to connect to these corporations and say, you know what, that account, suspend that account, right? So I told David, I said, the moment you hear of another update for us to tell our listeners about it, those that want to support you up there in Canada, let us know. I don't have that information tonight, but, it's not enough to lose your child when the government has to say, well, it's because you didn't vaccinate, when there's no evidence to support that. And even if you did vaccinate, there's no guarantee that you're protected from whatever disease they say the child had, with no proof that that child had it. And on top of that, what if you did vaccinate for that disease and, of course, you got an injury to the vaccine that ended up killing you? There's no recourse then, is there? So in all ways, shapes, and forms, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we demand a separation of medicine and state. Now, I can't do it for the Canadians, but I've been very outspoken about that here in the United States. I want your freedom, you to have the freedom to choose what medicine you want to use. I don't want the government to mandate for you or me or anybody what we can or cannot use in that regard. And that puts me as an outlier, apparently, of the mainstream. Although, if you talk to the mainstream, if there is such a thing, and you talk to them near one-on-one about these concepts and the freedom to choose, you'll be hard-pressed to find somebody who would stand against your freedom, right? Even the so-called pseudo-skeptics or skeptics that Super Don has, taken apart because they're not real skeptics. When you corner them and say, are you against the freedom to choose, they'll invariably back off and go, well, begrudgingly, they'll say, okay, because they know they can't win the argument if it's an argument about freedom. They think they can win an argument because they think the science is on their side. And that's neither here nor there in this debate when it's about freedom.
Well, and what they do, let me just throw in real quick here. What they'll do is they will take what would be considered the freedom to choose and turn it into something that's dangerous.
Sure.
Therefore, making it not the freedom to choose, it's like it's the freedom to kill.
Right. Well, and of course, disavowing any knowledge of the freedom to be killed by their so-called scientific approaches. And, you point that out, and it's like, again, you paint them in a corner, then they yell at you and scream at you, right? You're either free to choose the life you want to lead, or you're enslaved to somebody else's belief system, religious, scientific, medical, or otherwise. And as I said, the people that we have on this show will often have deeply held religious convictions, or some of them won't. But the point is the freedom to have your belief system, as long as you violate the rights of no one else. And like our interview with Cheryl Chumley, deep religious woman, very intelligent woman, she writes this book, The Devil in D.C., about bringing spiritual concepts back into politics. Not to have a theocracy, but to have some level of morality and ethics. Now, that's not to say that there isn't immorality and unethical behavior within the religious institutions. We know that exists. This is this is human nature to some degree. And to think that it's not anywhere or everywhere is to be a bit naive. Now, that doesn't mean people can't transcend it. They do. And we try to highlight and spotlight those folks that are doing that. But this show is not about limiting discussion, limiting even debate, although we very rarely do an active debate, because most folks that would want to debate, they won't come on the show, because we'll have to confront them with certain of their logical fallacies, and that doesn't make them very happy, Super Don. You know that.
Indeed I do, sir.
Yes, you do. So with that, I think we can transition into going back to the listening audience when they want to talk to me. Sometimes they call up and they dial 866-939-2355, which you can do and leave a message 24/7, even when we're not on the air. Or you can go right to robertscottbell.com and leave a message there with a comment or a question. Or you can go to our Facebook page or Twitter feed at RS Bell Media. But in either case, it's time for one of those.
Moment of duh.
Not really a moment of duh. I'm just teasing. Just throwing you off. No, actually, a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I do like the new question of the day theme. Kind of mellow and 60s, like laughing or something, but not too serious, even though the questions are serious. Let's see, what do we have on the question thing? I mentioned from David Steffen, of course. We had another question, though. Where is it hiding? Here it is. Kathy wrote in. She says, "Hi, Robert. We've been listening for about 2 years or so, even before your Sunday shows began on GCN." So she goes back to TRN. That's awesome. And listened
six. That's a long time listener right there.
Yeah, Kathy, awesome. And she says you listen 6 days a week on GCN or syndicator. That's awesome. My question: would you talk about Manuka honey, especially as it relates to MRSA? As I have a friend who just found out that they have it. I've looked at info online and checked out Dr. Axe's site and a few others, but would love to know more through what you have to share. And is there anything that trumps the honey? We use Sovereign Silver and could recommend that, but seem to be finding info that indicates Manuka honey may be even better. I'm trusting your advice. Thanks so much. Well, Kathy, I'm not giving you any advice. I don't do that here. I give you information, perspectives. Why are you laughing?
No advice is information.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, what am I going to do, advise you? I'll tell you what I do, you know. And listen, we have Manuka honey at home. I love Manuka honey. I haven't relied on it for cuts and scrapes and burns and wounds. Not that it isn't good for that. It's just because I have utilized primarily silver hydrosol and homeopathic medicine for X number of years, a long time now. And I've delved into the science of silver so deeply to the point where I have absolute reliance on it, utilizing the form that I do, that you know, you mentioned the hydrosol that I use, and utilizing it appropriately, delivering it to the point of foci frequently enough to address the issue. And in this case, as she's mentioning MRSA or any staph infection, I know that silver can eradicate it. And in fact, it eradicates MRSA even faster. But the problem or the difficulty is, by the time it's often diagnosed, it's entrenched pretty deeply. And you don't have the tools or the skills to deliver the silver very directly into the area of infection. For instance, I have a friend who's dealing with someone right now, daughter, who's got a very swollen and infected finger. They're not certain how it happened. And in this case, I mean, given my druthers, I mean, there was pus building up under the nail bed. And, I dealt with this with my son when he had infected cuticles on toes and fingers at some time or another. And we would soak his fingers in the silver. Literally, we'd pour the hydrosol into like a little thimble or size that was appropriate and have the digits soak it, whether it be the toe or the finger. And we also had him take it orally. And we would release the pressure because oftentimes with staph, you have a pus infection, like, you know, a pus growth, and you'll just relieve the pressure by draining some of the pus out. And in fact, if you go to the doctor, they'll do exactly that. Their difference is that they're not going to inject silver hydrosol directly into the infection. They're going to direct Rocephin or clindamycin, you know, orally or inject, however they're going to do it. And yes, it can kill it for now until it can't. And you can use silver with those things, or you can use Manuka honey. My experience with Manuka honey is that, yes, it can work, but I don't rely on it, not because it won't work, but because I've utilized something successfully for so many years that I haven't had to rely on it. Do I use it and recommend it occasionally? Sure. But does it trump silver? No, I don't believe so. Because silver has a very direct impact in the active state with the electrical charge it carries in basically weakening or puncturing through the membrane that protects the bacterial cell. Now, it also facilitates powerful immune cascades, enhancing reactive oxygen species production by the B lymphocytes, which again enhances your own immune system. So in this case, in an ideal situation, you would soak it, you would even inject it. And I'm not telling you to do that, but doctors out there that know what I'm doing or know what to do, nurses, whatever, this is an option that would negate the need to resort, in most all cases, to the heavy hitter antibiotics in these cases. But as I say, we are now in a culture in America, probably in Canada too, where very few doctors are trained to do this or willing to do it for fear of their license. So you would either have to have access to the materials to do this successfully, or you end up a little late in the game when the diagnosis has been made and you're far gone and you have to now resort to the chemotherapy of modern medicine. And thank God it's there at that point. I mean, that's why I say, I don't look to ban modern medicine. We look to find its appropriate place. So Kathy, in this case, utilizing the silver locally and orally for systemic benefit, keep soaking it, and if you can get it to the point of foci directly, even better, to target it and reverse it. And in the case of, you know, my son with his infections, this is many years ago now, we were able to safely reverse it. And if you can't, I don't want you to not seek medical help when it's appropriate. Absolutely to do so. Can Manuka honey do this? Yes, it can. I've not had the experience to say definitively do it this way, do it that way, use this brand, not that brand. That's why I am just giving you the basics in that regard. And there's plenty of information, even peer-reviewed literature on the study of Manuka honey to show it is a valuable asset in your first aid cabinet. You want to have it as well. So thank you, Kathy, for asking the question. When we go back to the scientific realm, we're going to find out what doubles your risk of car crashes. You'll never believe it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
A couple of big pharma stories we really didn't have time to go into in depth today, but you can check them out. They're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including these companies marketing antidepressants to children after hiding the risk of suicide and aggression. And this was revealed recently in clinical trials. They've suppressed that kind of information. And, of course, we've talked about all of the school shootings associated with kids on either Ritalin or SSRIs. Also, the pharmaceutical industry stands to make $1.8 billion on wasted drugs because of packaging practices. And this relates to, Super Don, you remember when they sold hot dogs in packs of 12 and buns in packs of 10, right? So
yeah, I always thought that was a scam because then you had to buy two packages of buns and then you didn't have enough hot dogs. So you either threw the hot dog buns away or you had to buy more hot dogs.
Right, exactly. And I think they're doing the same thing in with chemotherapy drugs. It's like, well, we're recommending X number of whatever, and well, it doesn't come that way. So use half of it and throw the rest away, or use the full one and then half of another one and throw the rest away. And then they make all this extra money because they have to charge for the whole thing. How interesting. Again, it's all economics with the business of disease. It is disease, and it's the big money keeping us diseased. So check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Doug Steffen, and I'm sorry, David Steffen, and his story up in Canada. You definitely want to read that because they lost their GoFundMe account, but they are very worthwhile of supporting, and we'll get more information on that. But now back to the scientific realm and circles. Also check out in the notes the upcoming events. They're listed in there, including the Cal Jam, March 18th through 20th, and Total Health in Toronto, Canada, 8th through 10th of April. RSV, TMB, and the Doc of Detox and his wonderful daily cleansing tea, which we all want to be drinking. But back into the scientific realm, story about the dangers of, well, navigating a conveyance, driving a car, whatever you call car crashes. We want to know what would be more likely to result in a crash. So we go to the realm of science and we find not, well, something all that surprising, but it is today's. Well, you know what? I'm audio deficient tonight, Super Don. I think I hit the cues right, and I'm going
to
say it again.
It?
No, yeah, you do it. You say it.
Moment of duh.
Moment of duh.
You did it.
On Dole. Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy.
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the Three Blind Mice School of Driving. It turns out the scientific establishment has determined definitively that your car crash risk may nearly double if you are, get this, prone to fainting.
Wow. The only double?
That's my question. How is it only double? I mean, what do you have to do to triple your risk of crashing?
Well, I suppose you probably would only crash if you happen to faint, so it would depend on how often you faint. But, gosh, you would think somebody prone to fainting maybe shouldn't be driving.
Well, I think so. You know how many people, though, are on, for instance, anti-seizure medication? That's another
sure.
thing. Seizure risk could
that happens
that
a lot. A lot. In fact, a lot of seniors, the reason why they fall mm-hmm. is because of the medication that they're on. They break their hip.
Yeah, and, of course, a lot of the seizures are sorted out. They think in the brain, but they're really starting in the gut. And, of course, so much of the chemo that destroys the gut are antibiotics. Again, so even if you have to resort to an antibiotic, which sometimes you might, you definitely want to repair the gut with the Silver Aloe Protocol, which is in Unlock the Power to Heal. Revised, expanded edition, going to press almost momentarily. But it's great to know because we weren't certain about the risk of fainting and wrecking your car.
Gee, oh, wait a minute. This just in, they have just concluded a study showing that blind people are four times more likely to crash as well.
Yeah, so there you found the quadruple risk.
That's right.
Although maybe that's the reason for these Google driverless cars, although I hear that they wreck from time to time as well.
They're not perfect. Yeah. No. I don't know if I would trust something like that.
Not perfect like Super Don.
Oh, yeah. Just...
Who can open his own sphincter of Odie. That's so awesome, dude. So
still
awesome.
Still got to talk to Dr. King about that.
Listen to the archives of yesterday's show to hear the story about Super Don opening his own sphincter of Odie. And no, it isn't illegal in Alabama. It's okay. You can do it there. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, I think we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and more. So stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com and tell your friends the same I'm telling you. It's the truth. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.